to classified data. Welcome to the Full Force.
The team Warrant Officer Flint is about to assemble is no ordinary group of people. They are drawn from the world's best military sources, experts in their chosen fields. Combined, they form the most able set of specialists ever assembled. Their name...
Full Force!
Hey, quiet on the set!
Excellent!
Action Force is the best we've got!
On April the 9th to the 12th, the G.I. Joe convention will be held in Springfield, Illinois at the Prairie Capital Convention Center, and Dave and I are going to be there. So we thought we would throw out a quick pre-episode or pre-con episode, or what did you call it, Dave?
A prepisode,
just of us talking
preparation
about...
Preparation H,
so... Just talking about... it feels good on the whole. Just talking about... just talking about what we'd be going to be getting up to, the plan that we've got in place, the fact that Dave's dying of malaria.
I've never heard that. That's genius.
It feels good on the whole.
Yeah.
On the whole, it feels good. So we're going to have a little chat about that. And,
we are?
And yeah, pretty much. And then we'll also be bringing you the episodes from the actual shop floor, from the panels, from when the exclusives get dropped. We'll be posting this stuff on the Facebook page as well, so people can keep up to date with this also. So Dave, we are flying out in a couple of days. It's not like me to leave an episode this late, is it? But are you excited? What's your current feeling?
Current feeling at the moment is, oh crap, I'm well behind on the presentation. it was like this last year. Just literally trying to get so much put together and create something that everybody will enjoy, and you've been really helpful on that front. You've been doing some cool little bits for the presentation.
Yarp.
But it won't really sink in until Tuesday morning when I get the National Express up to Heathrow, and then it'll be like, oh, you know, because I'm not able to do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on a coach journey, and I can't, you know, do the computer. I can't, you know, not working in the shop. That is really only the time that it's really going to sink in. At the moment, I'm just sort of going crazy working around everything and try and get everything done. Everything's set, so I've got the coach booked, I've got the flights booked. We've not talked about when we're meeting up or where we're meeting up. I think you're coming with me. I've got the money, I got the ESTA form, I've got something else sorted. I've not done my travel insurance, but
thanks for reminding me.
I'm pretty much there, and it's cool. I've got to sort out a few bits and pieces to take with me that hopefully, bearing in mind it's a Tiger Force themed event, that people might like to see or purchase sort of European Tiger Force bits and pieces. But
nice, good thinking.
But yeah. I'm not psyched for it because I'm kind of
busy with other things at the moment, right?
But busy relating to it.
Yeah, sure.
But how about yourself?
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I'm pumped. I keep, you know, like you get the chatter starts raising up online, and you start talking to the, you know, other people that are going to be attending, and you just start thinking, oh my God, it's actually very close now. Going to see people I haven't seen for about a year now. So you kind of think you only get to see some of these people, you know, very few times. So it's really that's like a really good buzz. But then also, you know, you've got some of the reveals coming out. We've just seen that the Eagle Hawk, or so everyone is kind of, or the Tiger Hawk as people are calling it, is going to be the large vehicle kind of exclusive.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was just that panel of plastic?
we've got a new figure. It's panel plastic I-Man. That's what it would be. That would be hilarious.
It's crashed Eagle Hawk or something like that.
Yeah. We've also heard of, obviously, you know, all of the box sets out now and revealed, so we all know what we get to expect from that. Obviously, we don't know what the exclusives are going to be, but we're, you know, kind of all of the kind of talk and the speculation has been around that. So, like, you know, I'm quite excited to see what's going to be revealed, and yeah, and so it's I'm kind of pumped at the moment. Everything's sorted. I've managed to get don't tell anyone at work, but everyone, I've got coverage at work now, so that's being sorted. I'm obviously going to miss about 3 days of that, but you know, oh well, who cares? But yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to there's going to be so many Instagrams of my yes. hair in certain places, I'd imagine. Lols. Yeah, so it's going to be fun, and we're going to attempt to record pretty much all of it, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, now that's something that we didn't do too well at last. Well, actually, that's not fair. We weren't the ones equipped to do that, were we, really?
No.
And what recording we did do out there, I don't think ever saw the light of day.
Oh, no, it did. We got your panel out there, didn't we, as an episode?
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, yeah, no, I was talking about the stuff we did with...
What's on Joe Mind, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a shame, because that was actually quite a good chat and a lot of fun, but, yeah, that died with Gary's laptop, I believe.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be kind of cool to kind of get our take on things, and we'll be able to sort of like do a little report and things like that. Maybe even, you know, I don't know, we could try and interview a few people and stuff like that. So yeah, no, it's all good.
Totes.
It's all good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, man, it's going to be great. There's so many people that we haven't seen for so long, but you tend to kind of think that you have seen them recently because you're always talking to them online. People like Jim Butel, for example. And that's it. Yeah?
Jim Butel.
It's Jim. It's pretty much just Jim. That's pretty much all it is.
It's cool. I mean,
the What's on Joe Mind crew, the Boss Fight crew.
Yeah.
You've got, I don't know, random people like George Greeno, Mark Callinson,
you got
Kevin
Glenn
Bourne,
Drunk,
Glenn Winkler, James Kavanagh, the. So many. Simon Flack from Australia land. I don't think Neithon's going, is he? Which is a shame. But
that I do not know. But I did see Simon put up a picture. He was leaving in rain.
I know.
Who says he's left the UK?
So he'll be. He's probably going to be there in about 3 weeks' time. Then, if he's flying from Australia. lols. But no, it's just going to be really nice to kind of catch up with people again and just have a blast. That's kind of what the whole thing's about. But yeah.
Set your trap at Force headquarters. Nothing can save them now.
As always, you can keep up with the show after listening to us by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can write to us via email on thefullforce@allthecoolstuff.co.uk with feedback, questions, vicious scathing criticisms, or just insults. You can view content regarding the show on www.thefullforce.com.
All the Cool Stuff is a proud sponsor of The Full Force. Come visit our store near the New Forest in Hampshire for the latest toy collectibles, including G.I. Joe, Transformers, Star Wars, Masters of the Universe, and Lego. We also stock a large inventory of vintage toys too, including Action Force, from loose figures and accessories to carded and boxed vehicles.
I can see the whites of their beady little eyes.
Looking to sell your toy collection? All the Cool Stuff will buy and convert your toys into cash. You can call the store within the UK on 01425 650 696, or if calling from outside the UK, don't forget to add the international dialing code first of 44. You can visit us online at www.allthecoolstuff.co.uk or email, if you have a specific inquiry, sales@allthecoolstuff.co.uk.
Boss Fight Studio are an independent design studio for toys and collectibles. for more information on Boss Fight Studio, you can visit their Facebook page on facebook.com/pages/boss-fight-studio and their Twitter page at Boss Fight Studio. So far, Dave, from the set, what kind of figures are you looking forward to having in hand?
For me, it's pretty much only a handful, admittedly, but they are killer ones, and that is Stalker, Rakondo,
yep,
the Iron Anvil, and General Mayhem is kind of funky. I like him. But there was another one as well on the Joes.
Lifeline?
No.
Brawler, Dial Tone?
No. Wreckage! That was it.
Wreckage, of course.
That was the other one I'm really looking forward to. I knew there was three Tiger Force and two Iron Grenadier. So, those are the ones I am mostly looking forward to.
Any speculation on what the exclusives might be? I mean, we've kind of all more or less know as a community that it's going to be the Tomahawk/Eagle Hawk/Tiger Hawk. That we've seen a reveal for yesterday. But any other kind of speculation on what the other vehicles could be?
If I was to look at what you've got in that box set, I would try and think of things that kind of try and tie in with it. So we've got all like the undertow element to it.
Yeah,
so
a lot of frogmen and women.
So is there going to be some kind of like a nautical theme tie-in as well? So you had like the Tiger Force version of the water moccasin. I can't remember its name now. Tiger Ray,
is it?
We're so good at this stuff.
We should just press for experts. It or something. We are, but so experts.
But you got that, and they have reused that mold on a couple of occasions across like for the convention. But you know, could it be on the? You also had the prototype torpedo in the sales literature back when they released that. You know, they were going to do a Tiger Force version of torpedo, so you could see that. But also, you know, is it going to be perhaps some form of boat transportation for the Iron Grenadiers? But I can't really see there being a tank or any tank based stuff.
They did a Python Patrol water moccasin, but I don't think they've done a Tiger Force one.
Well, that's what I mean. So you could see something like that. They've also recently been using the Snowcat for like the Havoc. And again, you got the Tiger Cat, could be having possibly something like that. But if you had all of that, what do the Iron Grenadiers have? You know, do you need a bad guy vehicle? You didn't really have it in the Night Force one. It was all just like troops.
Was it the flat cannon, the kind of night ferret thing, and the night boomer?
So it might all be sort of like Tiger Force based, but I don't know. Maybe the Iron Grenadiers have got something else up their sleeve that they can get around the battlefield a bit quicker. Or
I must admit that kind of the idea of a Tomahawk/Eagle Hawk Tiger Force version is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see that in hand. Do you think it'll be boxed, or do you think it'll come in a bag, kind of loose?
Well, the Night Boomer came boxed.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that did come boxed.
And also, do you think you'll get kind of like a pilot like Sky Striker or Wild Bill or someone like that with it?
That'd be cool. That was, for the Night Boomer, that was the two-pack. So that was Chuckles and Freestyle. So maybe if you have Tiger Force guys either as a two-pack or a three-pack, you might have like the pilot for that. You might have Tiger Force Outback. I don't know. some other, you know, you've still got plenty existing members of Tiger Force to sort of draw from that haven't been featured thus far. But again, you know, it's like, you know, do you bolster the Iron Grenadiers somehow? And there are other members of Iron Grenadiers that we've seen over the years that have been like JoeCon sort of exclusive. So I don't know if it's someone new, like a bit like the Iron Anvils, or could it be a reinterpretation? I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting, and I can't wait to kind of see what it is. But at the same time, I kind of don't want to rush through and wish the kind of trip away, because you know, it does fly past pretty fast, and you end up kind of blinking, and all of a sudden you're back home, and you're kind of thinking,
why am I so much poorer?
Yeah. So I think that it's nice to just kind of like let it happen, see what happens, enjoy the time there, and yeah, just have a good time. So we'll be out there on the Tuesday. We're flying Tuesday. We get in on Tuesday, I believe. Is that right, Dave? And then
yep.
We travel with the Boss Fight crew plus one What's On Joe Mind alum in hell, Justin Bell. I forgot his name.
Justin Bell.
So we will have to, I think we're going in one van at the moment. This is what I've heard. And we're all going to fit in it with all of our gear, my hair products.
It's the caravan of discourage.
It's going to be mental, isn't it? So unless they've got some sort of RV that also doubles up as that thing in Cobra that is like the, you know, that
Boss Fight Mobile Command HQ.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
It opens out into this whole sculpting studio. And like Dave Proctor is on like this desk cannon thing. Yeah, and he's
shooting
got
out
like
ideas.
A melting iron in one hand and wax in the other. And you've got like, you know, I would say like Andrew has got to be like the kind of mechanic for it. Eric is kind of like the...
He's the shirts.
He's kind of like the Murdoch of like the A-team van kind of thing. You got Katrina, who's probably like intelligence, and then you got Fred, who's like the snake eyes. Never says anything. He's just deadly. He's like there, and you know, a whole hail of like blades and knives and bang. You've got like these things there that are being shown. Of which, that's another thing that we've not discussed about is the fact that. Where we're obviously traveling down with Boss Fight, and we talked about like the Joe-Con side of things, but Boss Fight will be there giving an update on their progress and their development of their
hacks.
Stuff as well. Yeah. And that's going to be really, really, really cool for people to see, because if you know, we've been privileged, you and I, Chris, because they came over to Roll Out Roll Call. But were you saying that we've not seen people for like getting on for a year? It's the same for many folk who they've not sort of seen anymore, you know, physically up close and personal stuff relating to like the hacks line for 12 months.
True.
So they're going to be able to see all of this additional stuff that has been worked on, plus you know, new reveals, new concepts and things like that, you know, like successive waves that are like going on. You know, it's going to be pretty cool. And is it pretty much safe to say that you'll get the same for Marauder as well?
Hopefully. And there's another thing they're working on as well, isn't there? The kind of Captain Action stuff.
Yeah, so that is pretty cool in itself. You know, I mean, I love toy reveals. You know,
big time.
I live for that kind of stuff. It's so really, really cool. And it's even better if you're seeing it in person as well.
Yeah.
So you've got that to look forward to. I mean, it's not really something that, you know, for you know, understandable reasons, it can't really be promoted because it's not G.I. Joe based. It's you know, Boss Fight's own product.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, that is super cool and super exciting and a cool feature in itself to be able to see, especially where so many Joe fans have supported like the Kickstarter from last summer. You know, you get to see all of this stuff and possibly something that is just blow your mind away, you know. So that is super cool. That's providing we don't break them on the way down.
Yeah, there's a long time to sit in a van with any one of us, really, isn't it, to be honest?
Do you think Dave Proctor will have one of those suitcases that got like the handcuff, you know, to his wrist? You know, like the security.
Yeah.
He won't let anybody touch this thing.
Well, we're going to get a chance to go into their HQ, and we've had to sign non-disclosure agreements. So we'll be telling everyone. I'm literally going to be live tweeting everything I see while we're there. So, you know,
screw I've got
them.
One of those ginormous hats with the camera in the middle. I'm going to be like Mr. Mischief walking in. We're like this really long, like sort of bowler hat with like this... like sort of zooming in and out camera lens. They won't know a thing.
They'll have no clue.
We'll be able to do that with inside the mobile command HQ as well.
Sweet.
Which I think is that'd be cool.
Well, we're going to try and record as much stuff as possible, no matter how awful it is.
And it will be
horrible. We'll be trying to. I'm probably not going to be able to release the Kraken until we get back, unless we can jump on the Wi-Fi at the hotel, which very rarely happens. But yeah,
I think we got that.
Well, that's good. In that case, we can
included.
We can probably ship some episodes out on the fly, which will be good.
Don't make promises you cannot keep. There's no chance you're going to be doing that. You will morph into Alphatar and you will be all over that like bar area.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly what's going to happen.
You are not going to be sat in the room like editing or anything like that. Well,
there are going to be down moments, especially when like it's like 8 o'clock in the evening and you want to go to bed.
That's because we can't actually like keep awake or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that will be
please kill me.
No, it'll be a bloody good laugh. I do enjoy that though. I must admit, I do enjoy being a massive tart.
And you do it so well.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm literally going to be trying attaching myself to as much American tail as possible as well.
Everything.
whatever moves.
And it's great by the sort of third day. Your voice is so hoarse. You're like, I can't speak. Why? I'm just going to be like...
Do you want me... am I helping you with your panel, by the way?
Well, I have to make the panel first.
Okay, that's a good point.
Figure something out.
We should wear T-shirts with the Full Force written on it.
You know what? That would be an amazing idea.
If we'd have thought of it three weeks ago.
Yeah, let's try and sort something out on a bank holiday. Yeah, there's a ton of stuff I would have liked to have like sort of done for this, but it's just not worked out for one reason or another. But it is so much fun, and I know it's a big commitment for everyone, especially from our area of the world, to like be able to do it. But it is such a blast, and I do it through sort of funding it, you know, and selling all the bits and pieces. Because for me, it's not so much the toys themselves that are the key bit, which is very much a big part of it, but I, you know, I'm going out there more for seeing everyone and the laughs first, and then everything else really second, which is why I think we're so privileged and fortunate that for us for this one we're doing the traveling down with the boss fight guys, because our sort of fun starts 2 days before the actual show, really, in essence.
Yeah.
By driving them up the wall, so you know, it's just so cool, and I'd recommend it for anybody. Let's all hire a boat and all go out next year on the boat.
Done.
Yeah, we could kind of have like a big party boat, irrespective of where it's held in the country. The boat will take us there. If it's Las Vegas, it will somehow get across land.
We'll get hovercraft then, in that case.
Yeah, sort of. It's the future.
Whale.
Yeah.
Tiger whale. That's probably what we're going to get. I doubt it. Could you imagine? A tiger flag.
tiger whale, though. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it'd be pretty sexy, wouldn't it? Well, it's probably been... I think I've seen one, actually, as a custom.
You could have, like, that whole sort of... On like, the inflatable skirt, and, you know, all the tiger stripes there or something.
Yeah, that'd be sexy.
Whoa!
That is a very good idea.
Yeah. Well, Red Rockets.
Well, anyway, we're going to be there, and we're going to be flying very in the next couple of days, so we'll keep everyone up to date on our progress. Thanks, Dave. I will see you in a few days then. How scared I am right now. I'm actually getting a lift down there, by the way, mate. Dad's going to be dropping us off again. So
David McLeod, you are too kind to your son.
He won't hear this. and yeah, so hopefully we're not going to be sitting in the coffee shop thinking, Dave's late. We're going to have to go on my own.
I'm there super early. I have to catch the National Express at something like 7:15 in the morning.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. So
you'll be stopping them, saying, "Can you just wait for 5 minutes?"
Because we fly at 1 o'clock something.
Yeah, 1:05.
And then I think I get there like 10:30. So it's not too bad, I suppose. But
Yeah, we'll be there around that same time, I think. So yeah, cool, man.
I'll still be late.
I know. You'll find
a way. Even though I'm on a transport, you know, it's got nothing to do with me. I'll still be
You'll
late.
Find a way.
I'll get off at the wrong terminal.
I will see you in a couple of days. Excited face.
Word!
Later.
It's going to be good. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, and thank you for listening to The Full Force.